USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support." And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters.
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in the text.
All right.
The Justice Department today filed an appeal to a federal judge's decision to approve the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner merger. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A new study came out yesterday that said 47% of Democrats are okay with getting rid of ICE. Robert Perez is the acting deputy commissioner for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He says they work hand in hand with ICE.
Our frontline men and women are standing side by side, and while CBP is that frontline interdiction agency, not just enforcing immigration laws, but protecting the nation against national security threats, drug traffickers, human traffickers, counterfeiters, folks who will steal our intellectual property, ICE is right alongside doing all those functions with us, and in fact, working to investigate the cases we bring forward collaboratively with us to dismantle the criminal organizations that are perpetuating these illegal acts.
A marketing campaign adopted by the University of Wyoming in Laramie centered around the slogan, "The world needs more cowboys." Well, that's run into trouble from Native American groups and other groups that say it excludes women and people of color. A university spokesman did say our cowboys are diverse and of every sex and background. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Again, recapping one of our top stories today, FBI agent Peter Strzok was testifying on Capitol Hill. Let's take a listen to him giving some testimony and talk about the FBI being biased based on his anti-President Trump text messages.
The suggestion that I, in some dark chamber somewhere in the FBI, would somehow cast aside all of these procedures, all of these safeguards, and somehow be able to do this is astounding to me. It simply couldn't happen. And the proposition that that is going on, that it might occur anywhere in the FBI, deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
That clapping you hear is the Democrats on the committee who are also questioning Strzok. Congressman Steve Scalise was asked if he'd ever heard one side or the other cheer, and what he thinks of the Democrats that are doing it this time.
I think it was embarrassing that the Democrats were trying to be cheerleaders for Agent Strzok, trying to cover for him. And if you saw throughout the hearing, they weren't trying to get to the bottom and get to the facts that the American people want to know about this. They were trying to throw up any kind of roadblock so that Strzok didn't have to answer questions. That's something that they ought to look at internally in terms of what kind of message that sends to the country that they're trying to cover for this scandal, because this is a major scandal. And look, the FBI is a critical piece of our national intelligence service, and we want to try to root out the bad apples, and there were bad apples over at the FBI that this investigation has exposed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.